With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is an about-face for the Clintons. Bill and Hillary Clinton now say they will testify in a House investigation that focuses on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff confirmed the news on social media, writing, "The former president and former secretary of state will be there." It comes days before the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was expected to vote to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt over their months-long resistance. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, approved the measure to hold the Clintons in contempt late last month with the support of several Democrats.
And that's correspondent Bill Alexander. We're expecting a House vote today on a funding package that would end the partial government shutdown. President Trump is urging lawmakers to pass the funding bill without delay.
The president said there can be no changes in the spending package at this time, and he's seeking support from all Republicans and Democrats. He wrote online that we need to get the government open. House members must pass the Senate-approved measure in order to end the partial government shutdown, but there's pushback from lawmakers in both parties.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The government, except for the Department of Homeland Security, would be funded through the end of September. DHS would get 2 weeks of funding while lawmakers consider reforms to ICE. And President Trump talking about his big plans for the Kennedy Center.
We're going to have all brand new air conditioning, heating. The steel will all be checked out because it'll be fully exposed. You know, it's been up for a long time.
The Washington Cultural Center will be closed for renovations for a couple of years, starting on the 4th of July. The Kennedy Center opened back in 1971. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading about 6 points higher. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 141. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be on the road again this month.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust aims to encourage Mexicans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. The campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches as part of 26 cultural initiatives planned for this year. One of the churches in downtown Mexico City has endured a tumultuous history. An uprising left bullet holes in the building's walls in 1847. SRN News. A rather unusual ending to a college basketball game last weekend.
Tuskegee basketball coach Benji Taylor was handcuffed during an incident involving his team and members of the Morehouse basketball and football teams. The football player's presence during the post-game handshake prohibited by conference-mandated security protocols. When Taylor asked a police officer to enforce those protocols, the officer handcuffed him and escorted him from the court. Taylor was not charged. He has hired attorneys. Jason Walker reporting.
Waymo's global expansion plans are getting a huge boost as a robo-taxi pioneer has raised another $16 billion to fuel its plans to go worldwide. Waymo, now valued at $126 billion, has come a long way since starting as a moonshot project within Google 17 years ago. More details at srnnews.com.